The general was told Draper had canceled orders to dismantle or destroy Farben facilities, lied about bomb damage to Farben plants, and deliberately violated General Eisenhower's orders to break up the Farben cartel. Despite Nixon's complaints, nothing was done. When Nixon took the initiative and had Nazi industrialist Richard Freudenberg arrested, U.S. Ambassador to Germany Robert Murphy ordered him released. One occupation official explained Murphy's decision by commenting, "This man Freudenberg is an extremely capable industrialist, a kind of Henry Ford." Nixon later told a Senate subcommittee in Washington, "Generally speaking, in spite of the efforts that have been made, at the present time there is a continuation of the dissipation and further concealment of these Nazi assets throughout all the neutral countries." Another Allied investigator, Department of Justice attorney James Stewart Martin, was sent to U.S. military command in London to investigate collaboration between the Nazis and American businessmen. Martin bristled when he found his commanding officer was a Colonel Graham K. Howard, an official with General Motors. After Martin pointed out the cozy relationship General Motors had with the Nazis, Howard was quietly reassigned back to the States. Martin later investigated the fate of ITT's German chairman, Gerhard Westrich, who, after the war ended, had fled Berlin and hidden out in a castle in southern Germany. After presenting a report on the status of ITT firms to U.S. military authorities, Westrich was given a light prison sentence and released. Martin found that queries concerning General Aniline and Film's connections to I.G. Farben had been referred to Alan Dulles with no results. "We had not been stopped in Germany by German business. We had been stopped in Germany by American business," Martin wrote in the 1950 book All Honorable Men. "The forces that stopped us had operated from the United States, but had not operated in the open. Whatever it was that had stopped us was not the government, but it clearly had command of channels through which the government normally operates. The relative powerlessness of governments in the growing economic power is, of course, not new. National governments have stood on the sidelines while bigger operators arranged the world's affairs." One of those insiders who helped protect Nazi interests in the wake of World War II was aforementioned William H. Draper, Jr., a business partner with Prescott Bush, who, in July 1945, was appointed head of the Economic Division of the U.S. Control Commission, which decided which Nazi corporations would be saved and who would face war crimes prosecutions.